Well, welcome to our first episode. You know, we see Pastor Phil week after week as our lead teacher at Hope City. You do a great job.
Thanks, bro.
All right. Yeah. But we thought it'd be fun, maybe interesting, just for him to respond to some of your questions in about 5 minutes. And so last week we put out on social media, what questions do you have for Pastor Phil? We got a lot in, so we're going to start chipping away at those. If you have any questions for Pastor Phil, you can always text those in to 780-652-1515. And so the very first question that we have for you, Pastor Phil, is this.
Yeah.
What are some of the non-negotiable disciplines in your life that you'd never neglect?
That's a really good question, Pastor Ken. I'm going to give five here, okay? Some non-negotiable disciplines. Number one, I think everyone's expecting me to say this, prayer and Bible reading.
Classic.
Okay? Classic, right? It's what the pastor needs to say, but it's legit. It's true. You can't have a life of following Jesus without a consistent prayer. And without consistent Bible reading.
Is that in the morning for you, or when does that happen?
Yeah, well, actually, praying is specifically morning. I do it when I exercise a lot, but Bible reading is always evening before bed, and then I actually pray on top of that as well.
Okay.
I want to throw this out, because I knew this question was coming. Yeah. I just got this book this year. In addition to my Bible reading, it's God With Us, and it gives 365 devotional thoughts on who Jesus is, what he means, by classic Christian writers and commentaries. Really, really, really interesting. You and I, even last year, went through the whole Bible in a year. We kind of did that one-year Bible reading plan. So
it was tough.
It was. Not every day was like engaging. Yeah, right?
There was like 2 months where I was like, oh Lord, help me.
Right. Now. Leviticus and Jeremiah.
But
what?
I was very, like, I felt so proud of myself when I finished it. And so that was
good.
Rewarding.
It's good to get the word in you, right? So those are key. Number one, I have to throw it out there. Number two, Pastor Ken, you do this lots. Yeah. I'm not a beast like you, but I would say physical exercise. It's so good just for your mind, for your body, for your health, for energy, for everything. Typically, I do that in the morning, wake up usually at about 6. I love running. I find that's my way where I can connect with the Lord, pray, and also just allow my mind to focus on Him. So I do that. Typically, it's just a 5K run. And
is that on like a treadmill or is that outside?
Winter, it's treadmill.
Yeah,
definitely.
Summer, it's outside.
Yeah, summer, it's outside. And that's about 4 times a week. And then I augment some other exercises on the other days. Yeah. So
what do you listen to?
When I'm, like, music-wise?
Guns N' Roses.
No. I have a worship playlist, believe it or not, because that's how you focus on the Lord, at least for me. And then I actually have a workout playlist.
Okay.
And I would have some...
I would love to see that.
Maybe PM, DM me, that is, if you want to hear my workout playlist. Yeah. There we go. Third thing I'd say is family devotion times / prayer times. And then overall, just family fun times. So I kind of put that all in one because it's not like we do devotions as a family every single day. Because just schedules with my girls, they're older now, all that kind of stuff. But just having that family time when you get together, whether it's watching a movie, doing devotions, doing specific prayer times when my kids were younger and they had, you know, schedules where we all were up in the morning. Every morning I prayed over them before they left the door.
Okay.
I do that as consistent as I can now, but obviously differing schedules. But those are key things that I think just make this a discipline in your family. And in fact, a really cool thing in our home, family devotions, I went through so much because half of them were like a bust. Yeah. And like the kids were like, we don't like this. This ain't that great. This isn't that good.
Like a follow a tracker.
I've tried. So now what's been a real win, YouVersion Bible app, they have the verse of the day.
Yeah.
And then alongside of that, it comes with like a 2-minute descriptive video.
That's new. Yeah.
It's brand new. We've been doing it for about 2 months. It works.
Yeah,
and I'm like, I've connected with something with my kids on
this.
And so it's quick. You just go to your phone, you do it, and then we pray after that. So that's something that's been really neat for us. Fourth discipline I wouldn't neglect is my time with my wife, Marla. Intentional times with her. Making sure that we plan for it and schedule it. In her work, she's a teacher. It's been good that she is able to. She's 0.7, so she has Fridays off. I have Fridays off.
Perfect.
Those are our intentional times to just do whatever we want to do, whether it's go for a walk. We like to work out together. We like to do stuff like that. So those are crucial moments for us that make us better as husband and wife and parents. And
that's something you lead our staff well in as well. That's something that you consistently, I know you talk to me personally, asking how's Kim, are you dating Kim?
Yeah.
And so that's something that is not just a personal discipline that you live, but it's one that you kind of proclaim and lead others in. So
cool. Here's an interesting one, my fifth one, summer break. Okay, and I want to expand on that a little bit. For years now, I've taken a month off every summer. And that's an intentional discipline, because sometimes it's hard to get away from the church. And you think, oh man, can I do this? Is it going to be okay? But
there's always something.
Right. Yeah. There's always something. You know that. You work here. But that month off, it refreshes me spiritually to lead better. It gives me time with my kids and family, because my wife being a teacher, she's off too, right? Yeah. So it's like that family concentrated time. And we always make sure that we get away, we do something. And I got to be honest, it empowers me for the year ahead.
Yeah.
So those are five, and I'll throw this one in, laundry. I love clothes, and I love clean clothes. So I got to do laundry all the time.
Yeah, I'm the opposite. Yeah. I actually haven't washed these pants in probably 3 weeks. So.
That's awesome.
Great. All right, well, thanks so much. That's our first one. So again, if you have any questions for Pastor Phil, you can text those in, 780-652-1515.